Thank you, Chair. I am speaking on behalf of the Protestant Agency for Diakony and Development, Global Policy Forum, Miserior, and Women Engaging for a Common Future. We welcome the fact that the due diligence obligations in the updated draft are more closely aligned with the UNGPs. However, some important aspects are still insufficiently captured. Regarding the obligation to prevent human rights impacts, which is a cornerstone of the draft, it is essential to reintroduce the references to actual and potential human rights impacts. Otherwise, the treaty could be interpreted as requiring companies to act only after human rights abuses have occurred. This, however, would clearly undermine the preventive and risk-based approach of the UNGPs, which aim to identify and mitigate risks as early as possible to prevent harm. Furthermore, in Article 6.5 of the draft contradicts the UNGPs by limiting due diligence obligations towards third-party cases where companies control, manage, or supervise them. This is highly problematic, as it would exclude numerous human rights abuses linked to companies through their value chains and should therefore be removed. We therefore also support the textual proposals made by Palestine throughout Article 6. Moreover, it would be important to rename Article 6, for example, to prevention and corrective action, to clearly signal that the obligations extend beyond prevention. In addition, the definition of human rights due diligence in Article 1.8 lacks a reference to grievance mechanisms and remediation. Since not all human rights abuses can be prevented, grievance mechanisms are essential for effective due diligence as they allow companies to identify existing abuses and play a key role in enabling stakeholders' engagement. In line with the UNGPs, the treaty should include a clear obligation for companies to provide for or cooperate in remediation. Access to remedy, the core element of the UNGPs' third pillar, depends on effective collaboration between judicial, state, and non-state grievance mechanisms to ensure comprehensive legal protection. Without a corporate obligation to provide remediation, the entitlements to reparation outlined in Article 4 risk becoming ineffective, as supervisory authorities would lack the legal basis to order companies to deliver remedy. Finally, such an obligation serves another critical purpose. It can help avoid litigation by encouraging the parties involved to reach amicable settlements. This approach aligns with the CSDDD, which also mandates companies to provide remedy. I thank you, Chair.